Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
He acknowledges it's been very hard to make a deal with China. The new rate could make everything from a can of soup to cars more expensive. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We know that the president wants to increase the steel industry in this country. So from that perspective, a lot of analysts, a lot of businesses in that space are expecting this to be in place for a long time in order to bolster that industry.
Mr. Trump's former special employee, Elon Musk, is blasting what the president calls his big, beautiful budget bill. Musk calls it a disgusting abomination because it would inflate the deficit. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
It's certainly giving ammunition to the small group of Republicans who want to see big changes to the bill. But Republican leaders in the House and Senate right now, they are rejecting Musk's criticisms.
The federal government's moved in the case of the Egyptian national under arrest in a Molotov cocktail attack on Israeli hostage supporters. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody.
That includes his wife and five children. U.S.-backed aid distribution sites in Gaza are closed for the day. Organizers say they're making changes to accommodate the huge crowds clamoring for food. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
A spokesperson for the foundation said they have asked the Israeli army to prepare safer routes before operations resume on Thursday after Palestinians say Israeli fire killed dozens of people in several incidents over the past 3 days. Israel has accused Hamas of inflating the numbers and says it is investigating. The Israeli army said all routes leading to the aid sites on Wednesday are closed military zones.
Severe storms in the Midwest have dumped nearly half a foot of rain, spawning flash flooding and suspected tornadoes. Sophia Winfrey grabbed her dogs and headed for the basement at her family's home in Independence, Missouri.
When I was downstairs, I saw a lot of things passing my window, like tree branches, and I heard a lot of sounds like breaking.
No reports of serious injuries or damage. That red Gibson guitar Michael J. Fox played at the school dance in Back to the Future has been missing for decades.
We're down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans.
Now, the movie maker, Gibson Guitars, and Universal have launched a documentary called Lost to the Future and set up a tip line for information in their quest to find it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Rain has made an impact, and the smoke from Canada should be cleared out by this afternoon. Wildfires to the north and west has led to unhealthy air quality alerts across the state, with an advisory that lasts until midday today. The forecast does call for rain, but the DNR is urging people to minimize outdoor activity through the morning. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Kenosha County is home to the state's first large-scale battery storage project. We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Pack Park is now fully online. The new battery system can provide enough energy to power more than 130 homes for 4 hours. There's already a solar array at the site, which has been generating electricity since last December. Officials say the project marks a major step towards reliable, clean energy for the region. Area golfers can get back on one local course. Brightondale Links in Kenosha County has reopened following severe storm damage. Officials say the cleanup was a joint effort from the Golf Department, Parks, and the Highway Department. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs. Easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field.
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs, the Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year. But he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear, 52 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
It's not always winter. There's spring. People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right? I always spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Beatles, the flip side of I Want to Hold Your Hand. Of course, the Beatles really never had a flip side. Both sides were always hits. Good morning. It's 6:11. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday morning, rainy Wednesday. So I wake up this morning, and I think something's burning. And I start to panic, but the smoke alarm didn't go off. And I said, well, it can't be that bad. Maybe something upstairs burned. Something's burning. Then I realize when I get to the radio station this morning, I get out of the car, something's burning. Something's burning. It's the smoke from Canada. I can smell it because it smells like something's burning. It's a wildfire. And I didn't smell it until this morning when I woke up, and it's all in the house. And I said, I start to panic. You can actually smell it this morning. When you step outside, even in your house this morning, you can smell it. Whoa. Hey, Tom Ditter is coming in this morning for the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about driving, older people driving. Now we're talking about my territory. We'll talk about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Don't forget, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, our statewide contest here at Civic Media. We'll have another keyword coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, so download the Civic Media app and get ready to play the game right here at WRJN.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Bobby V, take good care of my baby. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hometown radio refreshed from Civic Media. All right. Love it. It's 6:15. I'm not sure I understand this. There's a new trend out there amongst young people in China. They're paying $5 a day to pretend they have a job. Some co-working spaces are now offering things like fake assignments and email exchanges. You can show people to prove you don't have a job. I mean, it looks like you have one, but you don't. That way you don't have to tell anyone you're between jobs. I'm not sure I understand that. Paying somebody $5 a day to send you fake emails to make it look like you have a job. I don't know. Maybe I'm old. I just don't get it. Hey, it's 6:15 with the Beach Boys.
If everybody had a
Inside, outside, USA.
Enter a county line.
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Trinidad. Southern USA.
Surfing USA, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, it's tough planning a vacation. You have to think of destinations, cost, and time. So this kind of surprises me. 22% of parents say they have let their children plan 100% of a family vacation, quote, every last detail. I don't think I could have ever planned a family vacation when I was a kid. Although, on second thought, maybe it would have been fun because, you know, after all, it's not my money. But come on, you let your kids plan 100% of your vacation? I know I would let them pick out a destination, but 100%? It's your money, I guess. It's 6:18, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day, Just Brew It in Union Grove. This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad, June 15th from 8 to noon, while supplies last. Start a new family tradition. Bring dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just 10 bucks. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party, June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
Go away, little girl. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It is, 6:26 already. Wow. Morning's moving on a Wednesday morning. You can smell the smoke in the air. You smell it? Yeah, I mentioned earlier, I started to panic this morning when I smelled the smoke. I said, oh, the house is on fire. Turns out it wasn't. Most people probably have a love-hate relationship with their names at some point in their lives. In a new poll, only 6% of people said they do not like their name. 42% of people said they love their name. 31% said they like it. 19% said, eh, take it or leave it. My name wasn't originally Donald. It was Dean, D-E-A-N. And that's when I was born in the hospital. And there was a family squabble. It had to begin with a D. D, that was non-negotiable. It had to begin with a D. And so they picked Dean, and some people in the family said, no. So by the time I left the hospital with my mother, I didn't have a name. And my original birth certificate doesn't have a first name on it. It just has my last name, Rosen, because we didn't have a name. So about a week or so later, after I got home, they decided on Donald, and it's handwritten on the back of my first birth certificate. And when I went to get my either I think it was driver's license or passport, whatever, they wouldn't accept it. They said it doesn't have your name on it. So I had to write to the, you know, the city where I was born, and they had to issue a new birth certificate. So a name is pretty important. Do I like my name? Eh. It's okay. Everybody called me Donald Duck when I was growing up. I didn't like that. All right, Climax, Precious and Few from 72 at WRJN.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back,
Timeless Hits at WRGN. Hometown Radio Refreshed from Civic Media. Climax, Precious and Few. You know, you own a cat or dog. You think it's expensive. You say, well, a couple of $100s maybe. You know, maybe $1,000. A study found owning a dog or cat in 2025 costs way more than people think. Over the course of their lifetime, and for the study it was 15 years, people think it costs around $5,700 for a cat and $8,200 to own a dog. But actually, the numbers are at least $20,000 for a cat and $22,000 for a dog. Whoa! Whoever saw that coming, eh?
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
All right, it's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeastern Wisconsin is now home to the state's first large-scale battery storage facility. We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Park in Kenosha County is now fully operational. The site's new battery system stores enough electricity to power more than 130 homes for 4 hours. Solar panels at that site have been working since last December.
We Energies is leading the project with partners involved, including Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric. The Racine Zoo's newest little striped friend needs a name. A yet-to-be-named zebra was born in April to mom Promise and dad Obi. The zoo wants people to submit name ideas through today, with a name announced later tonight. There's more about how to get involved on the Racine Zoo's website. Stay away from the mouth of the pike. Since 1985, 8 people have died near the mouth of the Pike River in Kenosha, where hidden currents make the water extremely dangerous. There are lots of posted warnings. With warmer temperatures, officials are urging everyone to read the signs and choose safer places to swim. The statewide air quality advisory is set to expire at midday today. Rain is helping to clear things out. Officials are expecting the smoke from the Canadian wildfires to be out of here by this afternoon. Until then, the DNR is still urging everyone to limit outdoor activity. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Manure spills. It is something that every livestock operator tries to prevent, as well as the contractors they work with, but they happen. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And even with big weather events, the possibility of a manure spill is there. That's according to Nathan Nye. He's a fisheries biologist with the DNR, and he says manure spills happen year-round and are very much unexpected.
Manure spills have a variety of causes, and a lot of them, they vary greatly, and a lot of them are unpredictable. You never know when a hauling vehicle is going to have an accident on the roadway, or a storage system may fail, a pipe may break. There are times of the year when they maybe are, we come to expect them a little bit more, and a lot of times that's in winter, maybe manure is spread on frozen ground and you get a freak warm up with a big rainstorm and it runs off the frozen ground, or maybe it's spread on a snow covered field and then runs off during a spring thaw, things like that. So, the causes can vary widely, and many of them you can't anticipate.
Nathan Nye, fisheries biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says by law in Wisconsin, any spill must be reported to the DNR's emergency line. All agricultural livestock operations, regardless of size, must report manure spills or runoffs that could affect our natural resources. The 24-hour spill hotline, 800-943-0003.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshakes still mean something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
And yesterday, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 passed out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. It allows schools to offer whole and 2% milk as well as flavored options. Now, dairy groups are asking that leadership in both the House and Senate schedule action on the bill quickly. That is a look at food news for Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear, 52 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
My uncle says I need to work harder. That's the answer. He says, I want you to just work harder. That's old people's favorite thing to talk about, how people younger than them don't work hard. You don't work hard. Your generation has no work ethic. I worked harder than you. Okay. I can beat you at Xbox. Yeah. Two things that don't matter. I think old people did work harder than us. You know why? Because there wasn't anything else to do back then. They used to fly kites. It's easy to be a hard worker when the alternative is checkers. But I got real distractions. I got a cell phone. I got a computer. I got video games. They had yo-yos. Do you know how bored you have to be to play with a yo-yo? I'd rather work.
Calendar Girl, local news. Time to hit to WRJN 640 on a Wednesday morning. Looking for rain today. Highs near 60, especially early on before noon. Cloudy, lows 53 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 64. Right now it's raining, 56 degrees at Radio Park. You can smell the smoke in the air from the Canadian wildfires this morning. I mentioned earlier, I was panicking. I thought the house was on fire. Then I came here and I thought the radio station was on fire. And then it dawned on me when I heard Stewart talking about it in the news. I said, oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's the wildfire smoke. Whew. I was panicking there for a second. Hey, I got this from the archives the other day. A man goes into a Burger King in Pittsburgh. No one there. The store was open. Burger was open, but nobody was there. Like the Twilight Zone, eh? Word has it only one person showed up for work that day and they quit on the spot. Burger King said it was a fluke situation. Isn't it like the Twilight Zone? You walk into a Burger King and no one's there. It's kind of scary, huh? 641 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got the crystals now. He's a rebel.
See the way he walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles.
Rebel 643, hometown radio refreshed from Civic Media, WRJN. It's 643, Wednesday morning. Do not forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, I'll have the keyword for you in WRJN statewide text to win contest. Listen weekday morning, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for our keyword. Text to WRJN through the Civic Media app. You say, you don't have it? Download it. Takes a few seconds. Just download the app. And from wherever you get your app, the app store on your phone, wherever, just download it. And then I'm going to give you the keyword a little after 7 o'clock. Look down the list, and you'll see WRJN on the list there. And click on it and text the keyword I give you. I didn't even know what it is yet. Didn't check yet. A little after 7 o'clock this morning. And you'll qualify to win cash, Brewers Club seats, and qualify to win one of two great Scotty summer getaways to Door County or the Dells. Okay, you need that Civic Media app to enter, so download it right now. Get ready for a Scotty Summer Text to Win from WRJN. We're always giving away stuff here. How do I get in on this? Oh, I'd like to win some stuff here. I'm not a big soda drinker. I think I told you before, the last soda I had was like 9 years ago. Never tried a Mountain Dew in my life. I just for some reason, never tried it. Mountain Dew once tested a pickle-flavored version of Mountain Dew. They did it at their, they call it the Outpost in Tennessee. Pickle flavored soda. I can't imagine that tasting good in a million years. 6:45, we had to say goodbye to this guy the other day, lead singer of the McCoys, Rick Derringer. His big hit, Hang On Sloopy.
Hang on Sloopy, Sloopy. Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down.
Talent Rick Derringer, of course, he went on to work with the Edgar Winter Band, Johnny Winter, and had a big solo career with some other hit songs. He worked with a lot of bands, Rick Derringer. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, his big hit song, big solo hit. It's 6:48 at WRGN. Rained early on today with a high near 60. Cloudy lows 53 tonight. Sunny with a high near 64 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's raining. It's 56 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Time for the annual story about how chubby dudes don't have to worry about their beach body this year. Someone polled over 1,000 Americans ahead of summer and found out that dad bods are still trendy, even sexy. Hard to believe, huh? 70% of women are fans of the dad bod. That's when you have a little bit of a stomach. That's if you don't know what that is. 3/4 of people defined it as a guy who's still somewhat fit, but with a little extra pudding. Actually, they said padding, but I like pudding. A little extra pudding in there. It's 6:49, local news, Tampa City to WRJN.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Do you have a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. Learn about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Dog named Boo. That's Lobo Local News. Timeless hits WRJN. Coming up, our Scotty statewide text to win contest. a little after 7 o'clock. Right after the 7 o'clock news, we will fill you in on the keyword for the day. In the meantime, download the Civic Media app. Do it right now, wherever you get your apps from. It takes about 3 seconds, literally 3 seconds. Download the app. And then wait for the keyword, and you'll click on WRJN and text me that keyword a little after 7. I don't know what it is yet. It's written right here. I didn't look at it yet, and I will tell you what it is in just a few minutes from now. Here's some great news. I love this. You only need 12 minutes of exercise a week to stay healthy. In the study, people who worked out as intensely as possible for 4 minutes, 3 times a week, saw significant improvements in their health. This is good news. I can do that, so it's not that bad. A couple of minutes a day. During, you know, a commercial break on TV. Yeah, I could do that. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you and the Vandellas, local news, timeless hits. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're going to talk about the time it is to stop driving when you get old. It's a very tough topic to talk about, but we're going to hit it head on coming up in just a moment. Plus, your Scotty Summer Text to Win contest keyword is coming up as well. But right now, 7 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has just doubled tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. They will jump from 25% to 50%, which means prices on everything from canned food to beer could go up. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Small companies like Washington, D.C.'s Right Proper Brewing are preparing to grapple with higher prices. But the White House